Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
King D Music featuring Gabriella with Child of Heaven. Actually, this is a remake of the original Child of Heaven song. Beautiful music this afternoon on Spectrum. Right now, we're connecting with Yogini Packery. She's a counseling psychologist and head of campus at SACAP. And this afternoon, she just will be chatting to us regarding matriculants and how to thrive and survive matric in 2021. Yogini, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Bo, and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm very well, thanks, this afternoon. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Oh, thank you so much for availing yourself to chat to us. Now, Yogini, let's get straight into it. Why is it there's so much stress and pressure associating with writing matric, and how does the added uncertainty affect our current cohort?
So there's always been a lot of pressure placed on matric as almost a rite of passage into young adulthood.
Yeah.
However, the pressure and the stress of an already demanding year, compounded with this pandemic that we're living in, seems to be creating such chaos. But luckily for us, in a world of chaos, the one thing we can control is how we respond to it.
True. Sure. Now, what are some of the ways in which parents can support their 2021 matric learners on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so just some quick tips for parents to support the learning goals of their children is firstly to have a healthy routine and a good environment.
Okay.
So in order for learning to take place, the environment must be conducive for that learning. Another tip is consistency and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
We can have the most beautiful plan, but if we do not stick to it, if we do not commit to it, we will not see the fruits of that seeding. And then another tip is we must have balance. We must have self-care.
Yeah.
So as amazing as it is to qualify with matric and even to excel at it, it should not be at the cost of our health and mental well-being. But parents can register to join our webinar taking place on the 21st of August, which is next week, see today, to find out more about how they can support their matric learners. And in fact, learners of any age, because learning is a lifelong process.
True. Sure. True. Now, tell me, is it important to have a study approach going into your prelims and finals, and why?
It is critical. It's extremely important, Mpo. When you set goals for yourself, those goals won't magically come to be. We need to be conscious and purposeful about how we go about achieving those goals.
Yeah.
We are having a webinar tomorrow morning for students, for learners, and registered counselor Kirsten Harrison will be providing insight into study approaches. What are they? How do they work, and what works best for you? Because what works for you may not work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But the webinar that we're having tomorrow morning is aimed at not just surviving matric, but thriving at your matric goal.
Beautiful. Now, Yogini, what can a matric learner do then to balance their mental well-being during this time? You know, because most of the matriculants and the parents as well, I have a daughter who's in matric, by the way, and, you know, I can see she's under a lot of stress. So what can they do to balance their mental well-being during this time?
Okay, so just a few tips, Mpo, and I hope to see you guys in the webinar.
Yeah.
So one of it is to know yourself and to know your limits. So you must know what drives you. You must know what are your plans and your dreams. What are your peak performance hours in the day? So are you a morning person? Are you an evening person? And also what keeps you positive and motivated? Just two more quick tips for the matric learners that are listening this afternoon. Plan effectively and stay on track, but you need to be flexible enough. These are things that we call the hidden curriculum. It's things that you won't find in your textbook, but it prepares you for real life. You can have a beautiful plan, but sometimes life doesn't pan out that way. Instead of becoming demotivated and despondent, be flexible, bounce back. Teach yourself resilience in that way, but also prioritize your well-being. You definitely need to be at your best in order to do your best.
Sure. And I think also we probably, you know, I'm speaking from a place of being a parent as well, that, you know, we really undermine a good support system for our, you know, learners or matriculants. How important is a good support system for, you know, the current matric learners?
again, critical, for I'm a PhD student at the moment, and I would not be surviving if it wasn't for a stellar support system.
Yeah.
If we look at it, learning in its most basic sense is engagement between people and knowledge, but also between people and other people. It was never meant to be an individual struggle where we just strive for a grade and that grade determines what we're worth as human beings. It's so important that your support system knows you as an individual. They know what your goals, they support your goals and your dreams.
Yeah.
The challenge is when others impose their dreams and goals on learners, then that matric experience becomes a distressful one. And it puts our learners at risk of mental health challenges.
Sure. Now, tell us more then about the upcoming free webinars for learners and parents that SACAP is hosting tomorrow, the 14th, and next Saturday, the 21st. Tell us more info. What will be happening? Who's invited? What's going to happen?
Okay, so we are hosting two free webinars.
Okay.
I'll give you the details on how to register. It's open to public, to all parents. And like I say, yes, we're aiming to matriculants, but to all learners who are on a learning journey at any level, this Saturday morning, which is tomorrow morning, the 14th of August, a wellness team and I will be addressing learners on ways on how to engage their studies in a healthy and meaningful way,
okay,
so that they're better able to reach their matric goals. We will talk about things like coping with that hidden curriculum, which I will speak into staying mentally healthy during a stressful time, knowing when to engage your support system. But the rest of my team will also unpack study technique tips and how to stay physically fit by affordable eating tips. And we're also looking at keeping your brain fit through movement. Then on the 21st of August, which is the next Saturday, that Saturday morning we will be addressing parents on how you can best support your children along these stressful learning experiences. Help them better prepare for the challenge ahead, but also for life after matric. How to join us? Registration links are for both webinars are available on our website.
Okay.
That's sacap.edu.za/events. Or if you're on Facebook, just check out our Facebook page, the South African College of Applied Psychology.
Okay, so if parents and learners would like to join you, let us put it this way and easier. Tomorrow, the 14th, it's learners, right, on the webinar. And next Saturday, the 21st, you guys are addressing parents.
Correct.
So if parents or learners would like to get more information, they can visit your website. The website is sacap.edu.za.
/events.
Okay, /events. Okay. And on Facebook, they can visit?
If you check out our Facebook page, it's the South African College of Applied Psychology.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Yogini, for making time to chat to us this afternoon. And I will join in. I'll make sure that my daughter joins in tomorrow. And I'm definitely joining in next Saturday.
Thanks, Mpo. I'll be looking out for you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye. Family, that was Yogini Pekri, speaking to us about how to thrive and survive matric in the year 2021, taking into account the stress that comes with the current pandemic. So if you are a learner currently in matric or a parent of a learner in matric, make sure that you join in. The webinar is free. Tomorrow it's for the learners, matriculants, and next Saturday, the 21st of August, they are addressing parents, on how to be able to support your child who's in matric, creating a very healthy routine, discipline, balance, all those things. And for learners as well, they'll be giving them tips on, study approach, what to eat, what not to eat, because sometimes we overlook the fact that diet also influences your study pattern as well. Maybe when you eat, you just after eating, you're lazy to study. So how to balance your meals, or, you know, what is good to eat and what to avoid. So I encourage you, a family, to join in on the free webinars. Visit their website, is SACAP, is sacap.edu.za/events. If you miss it, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, and I'll give you the website. Our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line is 082-657-2729. If you missed, the website is sacap.edu.za/events. So do join in on the free webinars to give support to our matriculants, you know, give support. Times are really stressful for everyone, for parents, for learners. So we really need to encourage one another. Moreover, pray for each other. Cover each other in prayer. Here's an awesome track coming up next. Riley Clements with Keep on Hoping.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.